From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. A stranded teenage sailor is safe. Abby Sunderland's parents says she's been rescued by a French fisherman and is reported to be in good health. Sunderland left the United States in January in an attempt to circumnavigate the world, but her yacht ran into trouble in the southern Indian Ocean after it was pounded by huge waves midway between Africa and Australia. Sunderland's parents have been criticized by many for allowing her to go on the trip. Authorities are unsure of how many people are still missing from an Arkansas campground washed away by flash flooding that killed at least 16 campers. Governor Mike Beebe says the flooding is historic.
I think the folks that have lived here all their lives have indicated that they've seen floods before, but they've never seen anything like this. So I don't know if anybody can imagine what those people were going through.
Crews are planning to use ATVs, canoes, and horses as they search rough terrain. The oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico is expected to be on the table when President Obama speaks with British Prime Minister David Cameron later today. Mr. Obama is expected to call his British counterpart later this morning. In a separate incident, the cleanup of oiled marshes southwest of New Orleans is expected to resume today after a supply vessel slammed into a natural gas platform. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports that a gas leak was capped after workers on board were taken to five area hospitals.
The Coast Guard says 120 vessels and 800 workers were pulled off the cleanup operation after the supply ship hit the platform Friday morning. Three dozen people on board the ship were treated, but there were no life-threatening injuries. One was airlifted to a local hospital. The Coast Guard says all 800 workers were given additional safety training after the accident, and more sessions will be conducted before operations are allowed to resume. The affected area includes wetlands that have been contaminated by oil seeping in from the Gulf of Mexico. Cause of the collision is under investigation. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
The U.S. soccer team opens World Cup play today with a much-anticipated match against England. NPR's Mike Pesca says the last time the two met in a World Cup match was 60 years ago when the U.S. shocked England with a 1-0 win.
In 1950, the Americans beat the English in one of the greatest upsets in the World Cup. The little side note to that is neither team advanced. In fact, they both only won one game in that particular World Cup. And in past head-to-head competitions, the English normally win in what are called friendlies. But there have been times when the Americans have won, and that's something to hang their hat on.
NPR's Mike Pesca reporting from Johannesburg. Pilots and Spirit Airlines have failed to reach agreements on pay issues after extending a midnight strike deadline. The Airline Pilots Association says on its website that pilots went on strike early this morning. From Washington, this is NPR News. Today is the first anniversary of the disputed re-election of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Security is said to be tight in Tehran. A statement by opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi says the opposition will continue peaceful methods, but the leadership has called off plans for demonstrations today, citing fears of a government crackdown. Florida Governor Charlie Crist has vetoed a controversial abortion bill. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports it would have required women to pay for an ultrasound before having an abortion during the first trimester.
Saying the law would have unwisely expanded the role of government, Florida Governor Charlie Crist vetoed the bill. He says it places an inappropriate burden on women who want to terminate their pregnancy. The bill required most women to view an ultrasound image or listen to a detailed description of the fetus. For several weeks, groups on both sides have been lobbying the Florida governor, a former Republican who is running for the U.S. Senate as an independent. But Crist says these kinds of measures do not change hearts. He said the law would have created medical and fiscal barriers and prevented women from accessing their constitutionally protected right. A similar ultrasound bill passed in Oklahoma. The governor there also vetoed the bill, but lawmakers voted to override the veto. Almost immediately, a lawsuit was filed to block that measure. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
The investigation of a small plane that crashed into a high school in eastern Arizona is expected to pick up today. Officials from the National Transportation Safety Board are due to arrive. Two people in the plane were killed. Witnesses say there appeared to be some sort of mechanical problem. I'm Giles Snyder. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.